This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, the whole masking thing, that was whole an information operation to see how much you would comply with things. They wanted to see if you might comply with things like turning your guns, if you were told to do that as well. This week, U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell struck down the Biden administration mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation methods. Videos on social media showed airplane passengers cheering when told the now tiresome face mask was no longer needed in the airport or on the plane. We've been masked up on public transportation for more than 2 years with little scientific rationale for this new practice. In fact, there's none. When you're on a plane, being on a plane is the safest place to be as far as airborne pathogens. It's the first time public health officials have recommended, then required, masking to prevent transmission of a respiratory virus. In fact, in 12 pandemics, we have never gone to some of the steps that we went to with COVID. In fact, the CDC and the WHO early in the pandemic did not recommend masks except for those who were immunocompromised or otherwise at higher risk. They were correct then. Dr. Anthony Fauci said at the beginning of the pandemic, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection people think that it is, and often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams at that same time agreed, stating, you can increase your risk of getting it by wearing a mask if you're not a healthcare provider. Folks who don't know how to wear them properly tend to touch their faces a lot and actually can increase the spread of coronavirus. Which, did you ever say, I mean, they develop masks for people with beards. There is no such thing as a mask for a person with a beard. There's a face covering for a person with a beard, but not a mask that's going to prevent anything. The beard sort of makes that impossible. But, I mean, most of the masks, unless you saw somebody in a N95 or in a hazmat suit, most of the masks you saw during this entire time were wasted, useless, stupid. Despite all of this, the CDC insisted that we all wear masks. Were they following the science, or was this political science? I say it was political science. Initially, masks were required at all indoor public venues, but gradually these mandates were lifted. Many remember trying to work out in health clubs while wearing a mask, or wearing a mask while walking through a restaurant, only to be able to remove it when seated. How did that make any sense at all in any world, scientific or otherwise? And eventually we did not need masks in restaurants, sports arenas, and shopping malls, but did on airplanes and in airports, despite the high-tech air filtration systems on planes and the fact that an airport terminal is often just as congested as a shopping mall. And a federal judge has finally put an end to this through her recent ruling. Of course, the media was outraged by this, saying that the 35-year-old female judge, 35 years old and a judge, that's outstanding and astounding at the same time. Saying the 35-year-old female judge nominated by an elected president, confirmed by an elected Senate, was somehow illegitimate, constitutionally unqualified, and fraudulently practicing medicine. As an aside, remember when Fox News' Neil Cavuto, not a physician and fraudulently practicing medicine, weighed in on hydroxychloroquine with, I cannot stress enough, this will kill you. Apparently, if you're a Trump-appointed judge and or a journalist, there's a different standard when it comes to opining on anything medical. Media caterwauling aside, the judge was ruling on the law, not the science, and as Powerline Blog's John Hinderaker commented, the court accepted CDC's claim that wearing masks would, in fact, retard the spread of COVID, but that assumed fact does not constitute good cause for proceeding without notice and public comment, or else that requirement would be a dead letter for any action undertaken by CDC. In addition, the CDC did not have statutory authority under existing law to mandate mask wearing. Now, the simple remedy, which this is always the thing, the simple remedy would have been Congress granting such authority to the CDC through the legislative process. This is the same way it works with the ATF. The ATF has no, well, they do have certain statutory powers when it comes to making rules, but most of the rules they make have never been legislated, like bump stock banning or what they're doing about ghost guns now, you know. This should have been easy with Democrats, the biggest proponents of mask mandates in control of both the Congress and the White House. I would have thought so, but they did not, because they use judges most of the time to make their law for them, because they don't really actually do anything except tell you how to live your life. But instead, that judge got out there and reminded the executive branch that they do not have unfettered power. And here we have the checks and balances that you and I were taught about in civics. Checks and balances that the three branches of government have over each other, as we learned, you know. How refreshing to see some pushback against an overzealous executive branch that has spied on political opponents, weaponized the justice and intelligence agencies to further their political agenda. Shortly after the ruling, all major U.S. airlines dropped the mask mandate, much to the relief of passengers and flight crews tasked with enforcing these stupid rules. Videos immediately appeared of elated passengers and airline personnel giddy with delight over finally being able to show their faces and breathe unencumbered by a face covering. Now, for those of you who think that you need to wear a mask, you are more than free to wear one or more. And you can be secure in your belief that masks will protect them from COVID and other respiratory viruses while leaving other passengers with vaccination and or natural immunity free to breathe and talk without a piece of cloth or fabric covering their nose and mouth. Or look at it this way, simple dichotomy. Masks either work or they don't. And if you believe masks work and you believe they're protective, then wear one, regardless of what other people do. Wear one like nobody's watching. Feel safe in the protection it provides. In an airplane, or in a busy terminal, or in your car by yourself, or walking outside in the sunlight, whatever. But if these masks aren't protective, and, you know, wearing one is more of an aggravation than a safety measure, why mandate them? And as a simple reminder, from a viral particle size perspective, masks do very little. The COVID virus is 50 to 140 nm, while the pore size and standard surgical mask is twice that size, 3,000 nm to 10,000 nm. So here you've got a cyclone fence up to stop the mosquitoes from coming in your yard, which is why masks are no longer required in most venues, with public transportation being the last mask refuge. Because the federal government can flex their tyrannical muscles more in this arena than in the private sector. And the government is going to appeal this, but there turns out to be a caveat. The Justice Department announced Tuesday that they will appeal the ruling that lifted the federal mask mandate on planes, trains, and transit systems, pending a decision by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the order still required for public health. And the caveat is if the CDC can make the case that masks are still necessary in public transportation. And they have. They claim that requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary. But 2 months ago, they said just the opposite. Most Americans are safe going without a mask in the indoor setting, including schools. But there's an election coming up. So this is another hill for the Democrats to make their stand on. That and grooming, I guess. Child grooming, of course. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sitting here in this rickety chair, which squeaks. You can probably hear that. Trying not to move while I'm speaking. The rickety chair, for those of you that watched The Young Ones when you were a younger one. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Since Russia invaded Ukraine and captured the world's attention, a lot of polling finds Americans have largely shifted their view of Russia from a competitor to an enemy in just 2 months. But we can't allow the focus on Russia to become a myopic view of our foreign policy, because there's still Iran, North Korea, and China. The same day of Russia's invasion, the DOD released with little fanfare a report detailing a critical threat to American national security. The report warns the United States' ability to defend itself is dependent on an even bigger threat than Russia, Communist China. In a 74-page report with 64 recommendations, they detailed several areas in which the United States is unable to supply our military with what it needs, including battery production, microelectronics, and metal casting. Batteries are huge. It is a logistics necessity. They are essential in many defense products to power anything from armored vehicles to night vision goggles. 94% of lithium hydroxide, 76% of electrolyte, 70% of lithium carbonate, and 65% of anodes are produced in China. And what this means is most batteries are produced outside the United States. But even when they are made within our borders, we have to wait for a shipment from China for the components. Things are predicted to get worse. The DOD notes of its expected reliance on batteries to accelerate dramatically by 2030, and warned that this transition, which is driven in part by the military's pledge to be carbon neutral, which is the stupidest thing, it's right up there with critical race theory, could inadvertently grow China's dominance. We don't need to be carbon neutral. We need to be completely lethal. Now, nowadays, we're also similarly dependent on microelectronics. Once again, China dominates this industry. There are no commercial producers of the leading five NM technology nodes in the United States. China specifically has been working to expand its control of microelectronics no matter what it takes, and which is, by the way, something we almost certainly could do if we wanted to. But we're not. Instead, we're throwing it to China. And along with subsidies for its domestic industry, the DOD says China has expanded its control through purchases of key microelectronics, key microelectronics companies and technology, intellectual property theft, and aggressive talent recruitment. Chinese domination of microelectronics has already harmed the U.S. military. Counterfeit microelectronics components have been identified in multiple DOD systems. Yet the Biden administration, in a replication of Defund the Police, has disbanded the China Initiative, which is a national security program aimed at preventing Chinese economic espionage, after receiving pressure from critics who whined about racial profiling. And then we're down to the most simple of the components. Metal. The military needs metal casting for everything from protective gear to bullet casings. But China dominates the metal casting industry, producing more than the next seven countries combined and four times as much as the United States. DOD counts on foreign countries, including China, for very large cast and forged products used in the production of some defense systems and many machine tools and manufacturing systems in which the DOD is reliant. Our dependence on China isn't just limited to military supplies. The same day as the DOD report, five other federal agencies issued reports on supply chains, and reliance on China is a common theme. The DOE observes China's dominance in solar power and the mining of rare earth minerals, critical components for modern technology, and also for all of these new electric cars that we're all supposed to be buying. So here we are in a time when we're already facing supply chain issues, and the Department of Transportation notes three Chinese companies manufacture 95% of dry cargo containers. China also controls our antibiotic and generic drug supply, and Taiwan produces about 90% of the world's advanced semiconductors. A Chinese invasion of Taiwan could cut us off from that critical component, which we're already at a short supply for that now. My vehicle did not depreciate last year because it was new. It's worth more now than it was because it has semiconductors in it. The Russian invasion has caused a supply shock in fertilizer. But the stakes are much higher with China. Our national security demands that we move supply chains out of China. This was also first flagged by the Trump administration, yet work seemingly proceeds at a glacial pace when we need a Manhattan Project-type commitment. There is no more important national security issue facing the United States than our over-reliance on China. Trump understood this. When Trump made us energy independent, this gave us a wedge, a chip, if you will, a chip that's shaped like a wedge, to where we could outdo the rest of the world when it came to energy production. We were not reliant on anyone. This over-reliance on, and listen, it doesn't matter whether their fifth generation jet fighter is just a ripoff of the F-22. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much of our high tech they've stolen. All that matters is that they have it and they also control it. Handing over logistics to a supplier from China. And it all comes down to one thing, and this is the stupid thing too, because they spend your money willy-nilly, like, you know, we're going to party till it's 1999. It comes down to bidding. And it comes down to the fact that, you know, the Hunter Bidens of the world are not new. There have always been people, unfortunately, since Nixon reapproached China in the 70s, when that market opened up and things began to open, people began to see possibilities. Because it is more inexpensive to build things in China. The only problem with that is that China had a very long view and a very patient outlook on what they were putting together. And what they did is the entire world is dependent upon them for a lot of things. The movie industry is dependent on the Chinese market. The NBA is dependent on the Chinese market. Lots of things are dependent upon the Chinese market. The Chinese market is huge. They've got their own problems. They have a lot of economic problems in China. A lot of economic problems. They built massive cities, more than you could imagine, that nobody lives in. But it was insane to go this route. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. Don't you just love pollen? I love pollen. I love pollen and rickety chairs. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Over the last few years, over the events of the last few years, it would be very hard for most people to say that more so-called gun control laws are exactly what we need in the United States. If you look at the most recent examples, which are Sacramento, California, and Brooklyn, New York, where they have all the gun control. And the governors of those states and the gun control proponents in those states, they can whine and moan and complain about all these other states that have these lax gun laws, which allow these guns to get into their utopian society. And my only question to them is, why isn't it the same way here? In these lax gun law environs, but that's beside the point. In Brooklyn, well, I was wondering if Colin Ferguson was out of jail the long way, Long Island subway shooter, but he wasn't. He isn't. It was somebody else. Not a gun guy by any stretch of the imagination. His Glock malfunctioned and he could not get it back into battery, so he dropped it. A criminal genius he is. Then in Sacramento, you have a couple of gangbangers who actually have a little mechanical acumen because they've taken and found a 3D printed switch to put on the back of one Glock 17, and that turns into a fully automatic weapon. But and these two states, New York and California, have the most gun control. They are ranked, they are graded by the Giffords Foundation as A and A minus. California gets the A. New York State, with the exception of New York City, has a lot of gun owners in it. New York State has a lot of gun owners in it, so that's why they get an A-. But they still have a very oppressive gun control regime in place. It is not unknown there for local sheriffs to scout the obituaries and compare that against the gun owner's registration, because you have to, you know, you have to get permission to own a gun, much less carry it. And then after a what they would consider to be a nominal amount of time of grief, to roll in on you and say, "We know so and so is dead. Where's the gun? He was registered. He had these guns. We want the guns." Such compassion from their local law enforcement. But looking at those two events where they have all the gun control in the world and realizing that none of that stopped anything, gun control, therefore, can be ruled an abysmal failure. If you look at some of the slivers of some of the best of the best, you can see the failure of defunding the police movement. You can see the failure of the mostly peaceful protest and the draconian lockdown of the population due to a pandemic, also a failure, including the resulting crime from the inept decisions of some policymakers. All in blue cities, by the way. And this slight tapas to nibble at would be, by simple deductive reasoning, you would pretty much shout that more freedom-limiting laws in the way of gun control is not a good idea. And most of the ones that they bring up and talk about, it's always just, it's an echo chamber. It's just out there. It follows every gun controller around, just floating around his head. First thing is always going to be, assault weapon ban. Yeah, but this was with a handgun. Magazine capacity ban. Yeah. After the Brooklyn subway shooting, Rasmussen conducted a poll on what kind of support there is for measures that would quash civil liberties. And a trend has begun, and it is continuing. And we get this. The latest national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters don't think stricter gun control laws would help prevent shootings like the one on Tuesday that left 29 people injured in Brooklyn. 38% think stricter gun controls would help prevent mass shootings, while another 11% are not sure. These findings are virtually identical to the March 2021 survey, when President Joe Biden called for new gun control measures in the aftermath of two mass shootings. Overall, 43% of voters believe the United States needs stricter gun control laws, while 50% disagree. Now, I can look at that, and I can tell you right now that where I used to think that 56% of American voters were low info, now it's 43%, because these people that think this would actually work don't know what they're talking about. This is not because I disagree with them that I say this. This is because there's already things in place. One thing they get out there and do is they say, you know, people can buy these guns without a background check. Well, no, if you're a federal firearms licensee, you have to do a background check. This is by law. In 1994, when we had all these sweeping legislative things, which later deposed the Democrats out of the House and the Senate, and Bill Clinton woke up going, "What just happened last night?" One of the things they swept off the table was what was referred to as the tabletop at FFL. This was the guy that, you know, he held the license. He didn't have a gun shop or anything, and he was the guy that bought guns for everybody in the neighborhood. And you could buy them cheaper than retail. Well, that's gone. So now every FFL out there has to follow a bunch of rules, and one of them is a background check. Now, one thing they did not do is they did not say that you had to do a background check for a gun sold between private parties. That's the feds did not do that. Some states have done that since then. The feds, of course, want to do that as well, because there's no way to track that. See, if they were to suddenly come up and say, universal background checks, well, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's going to be probably in the 70s or 80s of the amount of guns that are not known. Now, they can go back and say, well, we're going to hire 6 million ATF agents and go back to all the gun dealers and find out who bought these guns through the 4473s that they have to maintain for at least 20 years. They could do that, and that still doesn't do anything. One of the things they're always pushing is tracing. Tracing tells you who bought the gun originally. But I have bought many guns legally, and I don't have them anymore. Because when I sell the gun, and most of the time I sell them to a gun shop, to an FFL, when I sell the gun, there is no 4473 filled out for that. They don't have to fill one out because they're an FFL. I don't have to fill one out because I'm not buying it. I'm divesting of it. More gun control of this type is not going to work. People are beginning to wake up to the fact that we truly are responsible for our own self-defense. And the police, which, you know, there was a survey done a while back when there was 920,000 police officers, state, federal, and local. And now, today, it's around 700,000. There's a lot of reasons for that. But at 920,000, there was one police officer for every 19,000 people. You can sit there and do the math if you want to. So I, you know, plus this case, and we'll talk about this in a minute, Supreme Court case is looming, and I may be able to carry a gun in New York City very shortly, and so may you. We'll see. Of us think it's not possible to completely prevent mass shootings like the one in Brooklyn. No laws are going to... And that is true. There's no way to prevent this. No way to stop it. The only thing that can stop it is a disruption of the pattern. And that's where you come in. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, one more time. Then I'm heading down the road. Gotta get that spine cracked. My chair will probably still creak. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now that the Biden administration has picked another probable train wreck to head the ATF, it's time for David Chipman to say something that reminds us just how terrible a pick he was to helm that agency. And for Chipman, this is as natural as breathing. Remember, Chipman, I refer to him as Darren number three from Bewitched. He looks like he could have been the third Darren. His latest example comes from a conversation he had over at Slate regarding so-called ghost guns. You see, he, David Chipman, knows what you enjoy and don't enjoy better than you do. So, David Chipman, this is what he says. There are hobbyists who would go into a gun store and they would buy a frame or receiver. The frame or receiver is sort of like the motherboard of a computer, or perhaps a chassis of a car, and it's the key part that you need to buy a gun. So when you go into a gun store, that part has a serial number on it. It's marked by who made it. And you have to pass a background check to buy it, even though that part you can't shoot or anything. It's just the basis of a gun. A ghost gun is a gun that's manufactured absent that marked part. And really the only reason to manufacture a gun that way is that if someone who wants to avoid a background check, such as a criminal or an extremist, there's no reason to do this. It is not fun to make a frame or receiver. Okay. So, he's referring to 80% receivers, and these 80% receivers, what this means is they're 80% of the way done, and you have to do the remaining 20%. The reason that you can get these without a background check, and the reason it does not have a serial number, is it has no fire control group in it, no trigger. The housing where the trigger or fire control group would go is filled in with material. You now have to extract that material, and it has to be precise or you ruin the receiver because you got a bunch of pins going through it and everything else. You got to have a bunch of tolerance. There's going to be springs. It's quite the thing. It's quite the thing. Now, I know people that love building these things, especially AR-15s. AR-15s, once you figure out what you're doing, it is a relatively easy thing to do. I know people that have 15 of them, 15 15s, and they've never bought a one. They've built every single one of them, and they do it purely for the fun of building it. They build it, shoot it, stick it on the wall, build another. It has nothing to do with need. It has nothing to do with anything else. I myself, see, I don't build things like that because I'm no good at it. So what do I do for that kind of excitement? I raise bonsai trees. Story for another day. But this I can handle. But some guys can handle more. And for these guys, getting out there and building a functioning firearm is the reward. I built it. Does it work? Great. Let's do it again. Wash, rinse, repeat. Handguns, the handgun thing, most of this is made possible nowadays because of the polymer guns. Most guns today sold are polymer on the lower and steel on the upper, the slide, barrel, spring. Everything else is polymer on the bottom, although it does have metal inserts in it because there are places where metal's hidden, and it would simply grind away the polymer, and then all of a sudden you've got a gun coming apart when you pull the trigger. The polymer guns are a little trickier because it is so much easier to mess one of those up. However, there's still people that love to do it. I have three Poly 80 guns myself, although they were built by a manufacturer and they are serialized. Why do I have them? Because I like guns that are custom, and these have custom gun touches. That's the beauty of building the gun yourself. You can bake in whatever you want. It doesn't make it any more dangerous. It doesn't make you any more of an extremist. It doesn't make you any more of a terrorist or anything else, because you're none of those things to begin with. But after all this stuff, here we have this bold statement filled with male bovine excrement, if I've ever seen one. And I see a lot of this anyway, so I mean, looking at that, I was just like, okay. So it's not fun to make a frame or receiver. Now, because David Chipman doesn't find it enjoyable, doesn't mean that anybody else wouldn't. And the world is a strange place. There's some people, they go to a show where Amy Schumer is the stand-up comic, and they find that funny. They find entertainment in reality television, knowing it isn't real. They find entertainment and satisfaction piercing very tender body parts. And they do it, and they can, because this is America. You can pick and choose what you find to be entertaining, funny, satisfying, whatever. And it doesn't have to make sense to me. Does it have to make sense to you? It's their lives, and they're free to enjoy what they want to enjoy. Chipman is not about granting anybody that same courtesy. He doesn't see the allure of making a receiver, so it simply cannot be fun for anybody else to do. I know plenty of people that will get out. Jim Fuller, who used to own Rifle Dynamics, which builds what is probably, if not the best AK, there's maybe two other guys that do it as well as he does. He used to run Rifle Dynamics, and for some people who couldn't afford a Rifle Dynamics rifle, he started this thing where you could buy a kit. And then he would come around after enough people in that area had bought the kit, and he would hold a seminar and help you build your gun. And everybody, it would be like a college class. And along with the way with it, is he would make sure that you weren't building a gun that one was going to blow up in your face, which that would be sort of disastrous, was going to function, everything was working, everything was in the right tolerance, everything in the right place, everything done correctly. Then you get to shoot it, and you get to sit there and feel for the first time that pride of having done something in an engineering realm of weaponry. And if you're a gun enthusiast, that's got to be a gas. It's got to be like a huge, huge thrill. It's become its own little cottage industry. I don't make things like that. I do like to shoot things like that. I love to watch people that know what they're doing do it. Part of my problem now is my arthritic hands are just so bad now I don't have the dexterity of, say, somebody of Gumby. You know, I have a lot of issues with my hands as far as there's some guns I simply cannot manipulate because of their size. Too small. So, I can see where somebody taking a gun down the range. I have worked with a guy one time before. I did a video called The Bill Proof Project. Aero Precision sent me this kit. And, I got some help from a gunsmith named Bob Gotts. And Bob is a master gunsmith. And Bob watched me do it, and in some places he actually did do it. And we put this gun together, and I did take it out back, and I did pull the trigger on it, and it was just crazy that it worked as well as it did. I just thought it was this. And I still have that gun today, a total Arrow precision gun. So I'm not asking people like Chipman to understand this, and since he's not the head of any law enforcement agency, I don't particularly care how he feels about it, to be honest with you, and neither should you. But I will point this out and note that this is why the Second Amendment community so vehemently opposed his nomination to run the ATF. This guy is not, he doesn't look at the scales of justice and see the blind lady. He is vehemently and unapologetically anti-gun, and he seems to believe that he knows all, only for it to turn out he's saying some colossally stupid nonsense. This isn't the first time he's done it, and it won't be the last. And this is him saying it as an activist and not as the director of the agency tasked with enforcing and interpreting gun law. Speaking of gun law, this Supreme Court case is probably about a month away. And this is going to be a case challenging the New York may issue concealed carry permitting scheme. But anti-gun activists like Giffords in every town are already starting to not so quietly panic over what the court could say about the right to bear arms. And the latest hand-wringing and pearl-clutching comes courtesy of the business magazine Fast Company, which for some reason decided to give British-born and current Brooklyn resident Talib Vizram space to pen an anti-gun screed that's apparently designed to scare the bejesus out of non-gun owners and those lacking critical thinking skills. And that's the way they do things in the Democratic Party. Where they can't persuade you, they'll create fear, and that 43% of people I mentioned earlier, they're the ones that fall for that. So, remember this. When somebody from the Democratic side tells you something, it's fear-mongering. I'll be back next week. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.